إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والى بعد. My brothers and sisters, we spoke yesterday about the issue of cell phones and how we have allowed them to take over our lives. And obviously the next question is, therefore what shall we do? And so let me today try to share with you what I am trying to practice myself. Believe me, we are all afflicted with the same thing. So it's not as if I am free from this ailment myself. We are all afflicted by it to some extent or the other. Some are more, some are less. Some believe they are less, although they are not less. But everyone seems to have this same affliction. What I have been doing, and it seems to be working, alhamdulillah, is first of all, to fix a time. First of all, I don't have those apps on my phone because I'm not into social media whatsoever. But the first thing I think should be done is to take off all the social media apps from the phone. So no Instagram, no Facebook, no Twitter, or whatever else you use. So Snapchat. Remove all social media apps from your phone, number one. Just uninstall them, take them off. Keep only communication apps, which is Telegram, WhatsApp, and turn the notifications off. You will still get the notifications, but it won't beep, it won't tap or whatever it is. So turn off notifications. So that's the first thing to do. Second thing to do is to fix a time when you will look at the phone for any messages that may have come on WhatsApp or Telegram. Obviously, the phone will still ring. If somebody calls you, you won't miss calls. And if someone is actually phoning you, then talk to them. There's no harm in that. But apps, in terms of WhatsApp and so on, fix a timetable and say, I'm going to look at this phone 3 times a day or 4 times a day. So every 4 hours, right? So I'm going to say, after Salatul Fajr, don't take the phone to the masjid. Go and pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid. Leave the phone at home. And then when you come back home, look at the phone, see any messages that have come to you overnight. And please notice, I didn't tell you that you should see the phone as soon as you wake up. That's the worst thing to do. Don't let the phone be the first thing you see as soon as you open your eyes. Leave the phone in another room, not in your bedroom. Leave the phone in another room. When you wake up in the morning, wake up for tahajjud, go make wudu, pray tahajjud in peace, make lot of dua and so on and so forth. Don't look at the phone. When you finish your tahajjud and all that, sit and read Quran. Let the Quran be the first thing you see, not the phone. And after that, go to the masjid, pray Salatul Fajr, come back home, and then look at the phone. Answer whatever messages are there and so on and so forth. And then once again, put it away. And the next thing you are going to look at, the next time you're going to look at the phone is after Salatul Zuhr. Once you have prayed in the masjid, then you come back to your office, to your home, wherever it is, and then you look at your messages after Zuhr. And the third time you look at your messages is not after Asr, but after Maghrib. After you pray Maghrib, then you can look at your messages again. And then if you are dying of, you feel you're dying of neglect or something, then look at your messages before you go to sleep, but don't watch that screen for a long time before you go to bed, because it will destroy your sleep patterns. So other than that, don't look at the messages. Now you might say, well, you know, what will happen if I get a message around it at the time of Fajr, after I have finished, I have put the phone away, now the message came, I didn't know because the phone didn't beep, because my notifications are off, and now I see the message only at Zuhr. Now what will happen? What will happen is, you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from looking at this message before this time, number one. Number two, look at the message and ask yourself this question and say that if you had not seen this message at the time you received it, what would have happened? Would the world have stopped? Would your life have been threatened? Would you have lost $1 million? Was your health under threat? What was any significant thing that would have happened because you did not see that message at that time? Believe me, the mentally challenged millennials of this world probably don't understand that, but we lived in a time, and I don't know, people like me, to be addicted to phones like this is even more tragic, because we actually knew a time when we did not have phones. There was no such thing as a cell phone, right? A cell was what you tried to avoid getting into because it was in a prison, and a phone was something that you paid 2 rupees to make a 3-minute call to somebody. That was so the two were not together, right? Now, and what happened? I mean, did the world come to a halt? Did our lives collapse? Did we, did our marriages break up? Or what happened? Because we didn't see, there weren't any messages. I mean, there was no question of even looking at a message, because there weren't any messages. The message you got was either a letter which somebody wrote by hand, which was such a nice thing, or the message was an actual phone call. Somebody called you and spoke to you, which was also a nice thing. So, to imagine that some great, harm is going to befall us, or some disaster is going to happen because we don't look at a message as soon as it comes, is complete nonsense. Second thing is that if you look, as I said yesterday, if you analyze the messages over the last week, last month, last year, and ask yourself which are the absolutely totally critical messages in this which I received in the last one year, right? Which have changed my life, which have given me a huge boost, and which have benefited me, and so on and so forth. Or which are the absolute critical messages in this which, if I hadn't received this message, my life would have collapsed, my marriage would have broken up, I would have been destroyed. There is not one single message. There is not one single message, at least as far as I'm concerned, there is not one single message that I received in the last 1 year which fits that bill, which was a critical to success message without which I could not have survived. There's not one single message. Seriously, if I take the messages that I received on my phone for the last 1 year and trash them all, that actually happened to me, because I had to reinstall WhatsApp and there was no backup, so I lost all the messages for a year. Believe me, I don't even miss it. I don't even know what I lost, so how can I miss it? And it's made no difference to my life. Absolutely zero difference to my life. So why must you put your life on a hook because of this imaginary sense of urgency? That if I don't see a message, it's going to, something disaster is going to happen. Believe me, it is not. On the contrary, this constant interference in your life, this constant interference in your routine, constant interference in your thinking, in your reflection, this is terribly detrimental. This is really, really awful, because it does not give you time to reflect, does not give you time to think, it does not give you time to strategize, it does not give you time to structure your thoughts or to do anything productive, because the phone is always beeping, the phone is always doing something, including in Salah. I mean, I say this jokingly, but I've seen people, as soon as Salah finishes, literally as soon as Salah finishes, they have not said Allahu Akbar, they have not said Astaghfirullah, they have not recited Ayatul Kursi, they have done nothing. As soon as Salaam Alaikum, and they pull the phone out of their pocket. Now, jokingly, I tell them, I said, have you got a message to say that your Salah is accepted? I mean, have you got your Salah acceptance app? Is it working? As soon as you finish your Salah, you pull the phone out, maybe you're looking to see whether you've got a message to say that your Salah has been accepted. I mean, what kind of slavery is this? It is absolutely disgusting. Totally disgusting. I mean, even in Salah, that wretched thing does not leave you alone. I mean, imagine what kind of slavery is that. May Allah forgive me. I mean, I saw this guy standing next to me. I couldn't help but see it. In Tarawih, here in Kuwait, a guy standing next to me. While, first of all, before Tarawih is going on, he is still playing with his phone. He's watching some movie or some wretched thing that he's doing. And then just before the Imam is going to ruku, he puts the phone in his pocket and he stands, makes his niyyah, and he goes into ruku with the Imam. And then in the second rakat, now he is standing there, he can't leave salah. So he's there, imam is reciting. The phone must have, you know, vibrated or something in his pocket, because he pulled the phone out and he's actually replying to a message in salah. I mean, what kind of self-inflicted evil is this? I'm not even talking about the fiqh masala of whether the fellow salah is valid or not valid. I mean, my point is, give yourself some peace. For God's sake, have mercy on yourself. You, even in salah, the phone doesn't leave you alone. This is shaitan. This is absolute shaitan in your pocket. That you are keeping and you are following that shaitan, and you are nourishing the shaitan. And the shaitan is destroying your salah. He's taking away the benefit. Imagine that here is this man who comes all the way to the masjid to pray Taraweeh. And he brings the shaitan along with him, and the shaitan is depriving him of the sawab of Taraweeh. I mean, it would have been better if he had not come to the masjid at all, right? I mean, if you let him pray at home and Taraweeh is nafil in any case, let him not even read Taraweeh, let him go to sleep. That would be better for him than to come to the masjid and to play with his phone and to in the middle of salah and you know, before salah and after salah, constantly that phone is in the hand. Please take it and throw it in the garbage. I mean, really, really seriously, I tell you, I mean, this is something which is so sad. I think, and this is what I am telling you, what I have started doing, alhamdulillah. So if you don't get an instant response from me, please, I seek your forgiveness. I am not going to respond instantly. I will respond at the times when I am looking at the phone, and inshallah that time you will get the answers. And whatever answer it is, I don't think it's going to matter if I respond to it a couple of hours later. And if it is so urgent, please phone me. I mean, there's no problem with that. Please phone me. If it is that urgent, then I will answer the phone call and we can have a chat. Much nicer to hear your voice anyway than to see a WhatsApp message. Finally, in Ramadan, what seems to have and many people on my WhatsApp list have been banned. They probably don't know that, but I have removed them because I told them right in the beginning of Ramadan that if this happens, I'm going to take them off my list, and I have done that. My point is that what seems to be happening is that the number of forwards, the number of WhatsApp videos, the number of all kinds of rubbish that gets forward in Ramadan seems to have increased. Now, people have time on their hands, and this is what they are doing with that time. Now, instead of that, please make dhikr, make tawbah, make istighfar, instead of forwarding messages. You know, every day I think I'm getting probably maybe 20-30 WhatsApp videos. Many of them, if not most of them, are repeats, because they all send the same things round and round again. So it's, as they say, if it comes around again, it's not karma, it's WhatsApp. So it's like this. So now I'm getting all these messages. And then including things like NASA now says that the sun is going to rise in the west, and therefore the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is correct. I mean, for God's sake, really, I think, what is wrong with Muslims? Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Seriously, think about this and say, is this what Ramadan al-Kareem is supposed to be? Is this why Ramadan came? So that you can send more WhatsApp messages, you can circulate more nonsensical, stupid WhatsApp videos. Please, don't circulate anything, don't circulate any videos, don't circulate anything, and please don't send it to me, for God's sake. As I've said before, if I get these things again and again from people, I'm simply going to delete you and take you off my list and block you, and then you will never be able to send me a message. You might say, well, you know, that's no loss. So alhamdulillah, very good, thank you very much. Don't send a message even now. Please do not send around these WhatsApp messages, and don't send around these WhatsApp videos. In any case, you know and I know that as far as fake news is concerned, it's such a big thing today that even if a photograph is no proof, a photograph is worth nothing, a video is worth nothing. For all you know, the messages that you are getting, half of them are in any case false things, they're fake news. And many of them, I mean, some of them earlier I used to even take the trouble of going to Snopes or something and checking out the video and then sending you a message back saying this thing is false. Some of you have received that from me, and now you will find that I'm not doing that because I've just banned you. That's the end of the story. And really, I tell you seriously, please do not do this to yourself, and definitely don't do it to me, and don't do it to anybody else. Leave this nonsense alone. Make ruju ila Allah, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month, 15 days have gone past. Half the month is gone already. we just have half the month left, and we think so because if we die before that, you don't even have that much left. Please make use of that time to get the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah wal istighfar, make istighfar wal tawbah, and leave these wretched phones alone. This is a piece of shaitan in your pocket. So leave them alone. Use them for communication. You want to make a call, make a call. You want to send an SMS message, send an SMS message. You want to send a WhatsApp message, do that. The only reason I'm saying keep WhatsApp is because we use it to make free calls. Alhamdulillah, that's good. But other than that, don't turn this thing into a curse for yourself. Technology which is used well is a blessing. Technology which is misused becomes a curse. The same technology. Technology is value neutral. Technology is neither good nor bad. How we use it makes it good or makes it bad. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sense to understand these things and to make use of them in the correct way, where they are a blessing and they are not a curse. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.